it's pretty crazy to see how elevated prices of real estate have gone up, and to a point where it almost seems kind of unobtainable, even for somebody with a college degree in engineering.
Chad Dunkel is a research support scientist at the University of Idaho who grew up in Sandpoint. He's been looking for housing in both Bonner and Kootenai counties for more than 2 years.
Ideally, I'd stay in the Pacific Northwest, but I've really kind of broadened my search to wherever my job takes me. It's less about where I want to live and where I can make a living.
Dunkel said he's noticed the huge discrepancy between income and the cost of living, and said it only seems to be getting worse in North Idaho. A recent study released by the University of Idaho showcases the challenges of the housing market in Kootenai County and concludes it's only getting worse. Steven Peterson, the economist who led the study, said houses in Kootenai County went from being affordable to unaffordable in just 5 years.
It was the speed by which these housing prices increased that caught me by surprise.
Ginny Gilliam is president and CEO of the Coeur d'Alene Area Economic Development Corporation. The organization helps local businesses create jobs and addresses critical community issues like housing and infrastructure. She says it's difficult for businesses to grow when there are not enough homes for people to move into. Before the 2008 recession wiped out the construction industry in the United States, Gilliam said spec building, or building move-in-ready homes, was common.
They would go build a housing subdivision and people would come buy homes, right? And then the 2008 recession hit. And from that point on, a lot of developers wanted to pre-sell an X percentage of their homes before they even started building, because nobody could afford to take that gamble that they were taking prior to the recession.
Gilliam said it's one of the reasons the Coeur d'Alene community and others around the country continuously fell further and further behind in home construction. She and the groups involved in the study are trying to stress to developers the importance of continuing to build homes working people in Kootenai County can afford.
Otherwise, we're pricing out our nurses, our policemen, our firefighters, our teachers.
Coeur d'Alene Mayor Jim Hammond says he plans to speak with other mayors in the area to come up with strategies to create more affordable housing.
The current housing crisis is not just a crisis of lack of inventory, it's a crisis of affordability.
Hammond said on the west side of Coeur d'Alene, a large swath of farmland has recently been sold to a developer. He says if the developer comes to the city, Hammond will work with him to try to ensure there's affordable housing within the residential development. Hammond has personal reasons to do that. He says his grandchildren are finishing up college and also want to live in the area.
Well, I don't know how they're going to be able to do that. So the motivation is just as personal for me as it is for anybody.
Maggie Lyons works for a nonprofit focused on bringing housing to low-income residents of North Idaho. She said a shocking revelation of the study was that many in the local workforce, even if they're compensated well, are left behind.
Workers who are making anywhere between $26 up to about $52 an hour can't afford a home.
Lyons is involved with other organizations working to bridge the divide between the working poor and affordable homes, and says the problem goes even deeper.
It's really an education on how we don't understand poverty. We're not poverty informed as a people.
Lyons says poverty is complex, and the same solution won't work for everyone. The purpose of the study, she says, was to give the group a non-agenda-driven, factual data report on what is happening in the Coeur d'Alene community.
And so it's just really important, I think, you know, when we're talking about these solutions, this is homeownership solutions. We have to figure out how to build $200,000 to $350,000 priced homes. We just have to.
Lyons said solutions are already in the works. Her organization is currently purchasing land from landowners willing to sell at cost rather than market rate so they can write off the difference as a tax deduction. Community land trusts, where the leases are tied to the homes and the appreciation of the home value is tied to the consumer price index, might be another solution to affordability in perpetuity.
So that's a private solution to providing the land for this public housing effort.
Another important part of the solution, says Lyons, is the outreach.
And we're presenting to councils, we're presenting to rotaries, we're presenting to different municipalities, everybody that we can think of, you know, and anybody that's willing to hear and listen, right? Employers, we're talking as much as we can because we're trying to educate now.
Gilliam says many members of the community think putting a stop to building new homes will prevent more people from moving in.
But what that really does is hikes up the prices for the few that are available to be purchased. And because the prices keep going up, people's property taxes keep going up.
Gilliam said this is most hurtful to residents who are on fixed incomes like Social Security or disability, who risk losing their homes when they can no longer afford the high property taxes driven up by the short supply of housing.
So this community does come together. And so I have hope that this is one of those times that we will help solve this problem together.
I'm Lauren Patterson.